So Nathan Arnold joins me for South Coast Sports Radio. Nathan, two goals, and they weren't tap-ins, were they?
No, very enjoyable. The most important thing, we got the win, but on a personal level, I think I've been due a few goals, and I'm just glad that it came tonight.
Talk to me about your favourite one. What was it, first or second, do you think?
I think the second one was more important because of the stage of the game. I think we was under the cosh a little bit in the second half, without being outplayed, but I think with the home team and the way they was playing to their strengths and made it very hard and physical, I think the second one was very important, and I enjoyed that one better.
Eastleigh have sort of said that Grimsby are a physical side. Do you feel that, or do you think that's unfair?
They said that Grimsby are a physical side. I think they're just equally as physical. I think we can mix and match it. I think, if we was to play a footballing team, we can get it down on the deck and play football as well. But we knew tonight that we're going to have to get, put in a hard shift and match them physically. If we could do that, then hopefully, we could come out on top. But, I mean, don't want to make excuses as well, but the preparation, I think we turned up late, that's happened to us a few times, but we've had great form on the road, and that just brings us together even closer, and it just shows you what great character is in the dressing room.
How difficult does it make it when you've got traffic jams and you're apparently having to walk to the ground? What actually happened?
I don't actually know. I mean, we've spent quite a lot of time. We came over Wednesday night. Wednesday morning, actually, we trained over in Aldershot, and then we got to the hotel about 6:30 Wednesday night. So we've had a lot of time on our hands, but we've used it productively. We've made sure that we prepared right, and then today, just before the game, there was I think there was an accident, and there was a pile up. So we got caught in that, but it just shows you that the character of the lads. We came here, we had half an hour on arrival before kickoff, so we had half an hour to get changed, get warm, so it wasn't ideal preparation, but we got out the blocks very quick. We had the chances to score earlier on, but there's a long way to go yet, and I'm just pleased that we got the win.
And how close do you think Grimsby are now to going back into the Football League for the first time in 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, there's two massive games coming up. That's if we obviously get through on Sunday, but we've given ourselves a hell of a chance. But this football club is—I think it's a sleeping giant. I think they've had a lot of success in the past. They've made the playoffs last two times. The boys what have been here and had that failure has definitely made them stronger. They can use that experience to spur them on even further and do one better this year. So we're all in it together. We all, we all want the same thing, the same goal. So hopefully we can get back into the Football League.
Well, congratulations on the two goal. They were absolute worldies. I'm sure we'll be watching that back on BT Sports.
Yeah, I'll try and get it on the bus on
the
way back.
Well done. Thank you.